Evening, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee meeting for Tuesday, September 9th, 2014. My name is Brian Edwards Tiekert. I'm chair of the committee. I'll ask the secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Lydia Brazon. Lydia Brazon. Adriana Kuznetsov.
Here.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
Marcus Jeter.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Velvick. Meneja Saba. Ralph Salvador. Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
Okay, that's seven. That's a quorum.
Great. If everyone can please mute your phones. Thank you. That's much better. We're on to agenda approval. I've submitted the draft agenda. Do I hear a motion to approve it?
This is Jim Boyd. I'd like to, like I put in the email, put the consideration of KPFT budget towards the end of the agenda.
Certainly. Jim, to do it properly, can you make a motion to approve the agenda before you make a motion to amend it?
That'd be just fine if that's the process. I move that the agenda be approved.
And I'll take an amendment. Hey, Raul. I'll take an amendment from you at this point. What item number would you like KPFT budget discussion to be?
We're in the same time constraints for Dwayne Bradley to sit in. He won't be in the phone here until about 9:15. Perhaps we could put it in at a 5A on the budget after the FY215 budgeting policy.
Okay. Well, how about 4E?
That'd be fine.
Okay. The proposal is to insert a KPFT budget discussion as item 4E on the draft agenda. Is there any objection?
Yes. Adriana Kuznetsov, KPFT.
Do you want to discuss it or just go to a vote, Adriana?
Well, I want the reasons why I object. I sent an email September 3rd, and today again. My objection is that I believe that the review of KPFT budget should be put on the agenda of September 18 for the reason that I stated in my email. If we follow the proper procedure, according to the bylaws, the local station board, specific powers and duties, Article 7, Section 3A, to review and approve the station budget. I believe that the KPFT and this LSD, we will have our meeting tomorrow, and I think that we can review the revision of this budget and do the revision. Once that we approve it, we bring it September 18 to the whole LSD, the Finance Committee. I think that we should do the proper procedure, because it's the only way that we will avoid future corrections.
This is Lydia, just to let you know I'm on the call.
Thanks, Lydia. Any further discussion on the proposed amendment to the agenda?
This is Jim.
Jim?
The budget was passed by the Finance Committee on July 24th. It was passed by the KPFT LSB on August 13th. The clarifications that you requested to come from the general manager do not involve an actual change of the budget other than what was mandated by the National Finance Committee for the evening up of depreciation with a cash capital account addition. And that was mandated by the NFC, and it's not really doesn't have anything to do with the local station board. So there's really nothing for the local station board to do with this budget that we have before the National Finance Committee.
Okay, and I will, just so folks know, I checked in with KPFA's business manager today, and KPFA will not have a budget ready for review tonight. So item 4D off the agenda. Can everyone please mute their phones? Somebody's phone's creating an echo.
Question?
Yes, go ahead, Paul.
Okay, so that's 4D is off?
That's right.
And the proposal is to make the KPFT budget, which item were you saying?
Well, I guess now it'll be 4D.
So it'll be a new 4D. Okay, so
yeah.
4D just replaces KPFA with KPFT.
Adriana.
4D.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, I object to put KPFT in today's agenda.
Okay. We'll vote on it then. My recommendation on this, because we don't yet have a written plan on what to do if central services don't get down to the level on the KPFT budget, is just to delay further discussion of it, because I think we've pretty much addressed all our other concerns. And we have to... You know what, Paul? I think it's your phone creating that echo. Can you mute? Thank you. Ah, the diagnosis was correct. So my recommendation was that we not take it up tonight and focus on the national expense budget, which it looks like Raul just sent out. But we will take a vote on what to do. Paul, can you please call the roll on a motion to add consideration of the KPFT budget as item 4D tonight?
Well, I got to unmute to do that.
Okay. Sorry.
All right, so this is the amendment to put KPFT as number 4D.
Correct.
Okay, and all right. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Lydia Prezan.
Pass.
Adriana Kasanov.
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
I'll pass.
Marcus Jeter?
I guess I should abstain as well.
Paul Martin? I'll abstain. Tony Norman?
Nope.
Michael Novick?
Nope.
Manager Saba? Raul Salvador?
I'll abstain.
Barbara Whipperman?
Sorry, I was... No, I don't know.
Going back, Lydia Prezan?
No.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert? Brian Edwards-Tiekert?
Brian abstains.
Okay, it's 1-4, 5 against, 4 abstentions.
Okay, the amendment fails. Are there any further amendments to the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. We're on to minutes approval. The first set of minutes we have is from August 12, 2014. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the minutes that were distributed by our poll?
Well, we should have a motion to pass them first.
Would you like to record yourself? Who's the maker of that motion, our poll? Okay.
Hold on, I'm doing something. How does this? Okay, I'm going from one.
Sorry, with the at both minutes. Was that the meeting at which we discussed the KPFT budget, or was that the next?
Well,
this is the meeting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Preceding that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'll move to pass, what is it, 12.
Okay, we've got a motion to approve the minutes from August 12th. Are there any modifications anyone wants to make to the minutes? All right, hearing no modifications, is there any objection to approving the minutes? Hearing no objections, the minutes from August 12th are now approved. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from August 26th?
So moved.
Michael Novick moves approval of the minutes from August 26th. Does anybody wish to make any modifications to those minutes?
Yes, Michael Novick. In the paragraph about the budget review for 2015 for KPFT, it says the committee discussed draft budget proposal. Part of the discussion concerned a politically conservative environment in Houston. That was a response from the general manager to my question about a strategy for growth for the station because of Houston's large population, growing population, growing youth population. I'd like to have that reflected in some way in the minutes. Yes, I think that we all have to have a strategy for growing our stations, related to the communities we're in.
So I need a concrete proposal to either add specific language or strike existing language.
It would be as long as part of the discussion concerned the need for a strategy for growth for KPFT, reflecting the growing population and growing youth population of Houston.
Wow.
Can you send your proposed addition out in writing, Michael?
Okay. I'll do
that. Any other modifications while we wait for that to hit the email? Okay, we'll look for Michael's language. Michael, let us know when you have hit send. Okay, I see the sentence, and the place you want to insert it is page 4.
It's
on the fiscal year 2019.
Like the second paragraph. Second sentence, the second paragraph.
You want to make it the second sentence of the second paragraph under that heading?
I want to add that into what's already the second. Right now it says part of the discussion concerned the politically conservative environment. So in that sentence I want to add part of the discussion concerned the need for growth strategy, et cetera, that I said, and the politically conservative environment.
Okay. So the paragraph as you're proposing to amend it would read, tell me if I have it correct. The committee discussed the draft budget proposal. Part of the discussion concerned the need for a growth strategy for the station based on the growth of Houston as the fourth largest and fastest growing large city with a growing youth population. and the conservative environment in Houston, and the politically conservative environment in Houston.
Right.
Okay. Any objection to that proposed modification of the minutes?
Well, that's even chattier than I was making it.
It's the risk of going down the chatty road in the first place.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, part of the discussion, let me put it in here, see what it would look like. Part of the discussion concerned the need for a growth strategy for the station based on the growth of Houston as the fourth largest and fastest growing large city with a growing youth population, and the politically conservative environment in Houston. Is that it?
Yeah.
So the committee discussed the draft budget proposal, period. Part of the discussion concerned the need for a growth strategy for the station based on the growth of Houston as the fourth largest and fastest growing large city with a growing youth population and many swimming pools and bowling alleys. Oh, I'm sorry. And the politically conservative environment in Houston. Okay. Well, up to the committee. Okay.
If there's no objection, then that amendment is approved. Is there any objection to the minutes as modified? Hearing none, the minutes for August 26th are now approved. We are on to 2015 budget review. The first item up is the National Office expense budget, which Raul sent to the listserv mere minutes ago. I'm going to pull it up. Sent at 5:38 p.m. Pacific, which is 8:38 Eastern Time, if you're trying to find it. And, Raul, do you want to start the presentation?
Sure. Okay, this is the good evening. This is the preliminary expenses, rough draft of the budget. As you can see, the shared expenses, the shared central services income are not included in this budget. Again, we have that concept, idea that we're trying to come up with an amount that would be that would be allocated to the radio station once we determine the expenses for the national office, as well as the revenue that's going to be expected at the national office. So this budget is prepared based on that premise. On the revenue side, we are anticipating a donation of about $30,000 versus what we have received in 2014. The budget itself, if you go to the budget for FY 2015, there is a projected 2014, and the detail of that is also sent with this budget, which is a projection of what the 2014 would look like in terms of the year and fiscal year 2014. Now, the revenue again is based on what we feel is going to be generated at the national office level and does not include a radio station support. The mail fund drive, we anticipated last year that we were going to have a fund drive, but we recorded about $60,000 last year, and we are anticipating if we have the full fund drive in 2015, we might be able to go up to $115,000. And then the income from affiliates, We are anticipating to finish with $223,000 this year versus what we're budgeting at $237,708 based on the schedule provided to us by the affiliates director. We're also including some major donor income. We were lucky last year that we got about $150,000 from one single grant. And as we can see, that's $156,968 in there. We wish that that's going to happen again this year. However, that might be just a one-time donation. The SCA income is going to be maintained at the same level, but we are trying to generate additional lease from a station like WPFW, where we have an available subcarrier frequency that we could lease out to a potential broadcaster, and the same broadcaster that already is renting the WBAI signal. And that we anticipate about $730,000 of income generated at the national level. With respect to the expenses, we go down the list of the salaries and related expenses. We are basically projecting a smaller staff next year. I mean, in 2015, we are reducing the size of the national office by at least 1.5 person. So we anticipate that the current salary would be much lower than last year when we have a complete staff. But 649, I just wanted to note that last year's gross salaries of $649,000 does not include the temporary employees that we paid out directly to the agencies. And that was shown under the consultants line on the administrative expenses, which is line 57. There's about $71,000 of consultant expenses. About $18,000 of that is actually from our insurance brokers, and the rest, about $50,000, were incurred to the temporary agencies. So the comparison is not really a good comparison. 649 would have been about $699,000 if we paid everybody through the payroll. But since some of them are paid out of the temporary agency, it's only showing $649,000, and we are projecting $617,000, and we're probably anticipating very minimal temporary employees for next year.
Sorry, are you talking about the projected for 2014 or
2015? 2015. Yes. As you can see, there's a tab of all the employees that we are projecting in 2015 under payroll 2015 job titles, and there's a tab of the actual salaries that are.
Okay.
That's the breakdown. With respect to the taxes, one of the questions raised in our previous meeting was there were some negative payroll taxes reported in the financial statements. Upon further research, we found out that we received a refund from the California State Employment Development Department for an adjustment of taxes. I saw the check, but I do not have the actual details on how it was arrived at. But apparently in 2013, we also got a few checks from the California Board Employment Development on the refund. And so we were anticipating for next year the the taxes based on the payroll, and it's on, all computed in detail under the tab payroll taxes, pension, and 403B in that package. So we are anticipating the total salaries and related expenses to be about 813,000 versus 804,000 recorded last year or projected for 2014. However, there was about $22,000 reduction in payroll taxes as a result of that refund. In addition, there's also about $50,000 of temporary agency. So the effect is really a reduction from last year. This $813,000 is a reduction by about $70,000 from the previous year. The administrative expenses, we anticipate that we will maintain the same expenses except for a few items, line items. The audit fees, well, we anticipate that next year we will be about $10,000 less than last year. This year has been really costing us money because of the a few delays in the preparation. This was from last year as well as this year. So we anticipate that next year would be a better year for the audit. We also are reducing the consultants, line 57, as I mentioned earlier, from $71,000 to $30,000. And the bank charges, this is one of those things that we discussed last time. Bank of America has been, we have opened a few accounts that were inactive and we are being charged monthly fees, fixed monthly fees, about between $300 to $500 a month on each of the inactive accounts. We have since then canceled those accounts, those inactive accounts. Those were the accounts that were set up in preparation to, if there's a change that we want to change from the local banks and some of the other stations that are not currently using Bank of America. There were accounts that were set up to transfer the operating account. Initially, you could see a $12,000 reduction. We were being charged at in the last 4 months about $5,000 in fees monthly, and we have talked to our Bank of America rep, and they will give us a credit of about $11,000 that will reduce our future expense by that $11,000 until we exhaust the credit that will be given to us. However, the monthly fee would still be around $2,500, but not $5,000 as we were being charged the last 4 months. But pretty much everything was the same expenses. We have a net reduction of 678. I mean, we reduced the expenses from 691 to 678, and that also as a result of the consultants, the temporary agent employees that were not being budgeted this year. On the board expenses, we anticipate that we are going to be on the same level as last year. We have had two meetings last year, and we anticipate the same this year. The $13,200 board conference calls are being budgeted here at $13,200 when the actual bills were actually billed in under a different line last year under telephone.
Which line is this?
the board conference call, line 83, 13,200. That's the loop op calls. And then the LSB election expenses, we are budgeting for the last quarter of this year, which belongs to the fiscal year 2015, and probably another $20,000 for next in the last 3 months of the fiscal year 2015, in preparation for next year's election. On the programming expenses, initially, the initial P&L that were sent to the committee did not include an expense for Democracy Now. And again, we are starting to discuss Democracy Now with the firm, and that we do not really have a definite amount on what our obligation would be at this point, but we anticipate that probably half of that should be projected for this year. Satellite fees, we have $96,000 that pertains to the Clear Channel and the NPR satellite services. The difference, the reduction, is basically fees that were added for late payments, but we're not anticipating that this year. Programming services, we put about $12,000 excess FSRN expense in the event that we have some kind of services ordered from them. We still are doing, sitting down with them and settling the past due balance with FSRN. Between the $12,000 and the $12,500, those are actually for other programming expenses for the network. The credit card discount fee is, since we do not get a lot of donation at the level where they do credit cards, we have very minimal budget for that. We are anticipating a direct mail campaign that would cost us about $20,000 and $10,000 for postage. We also are proposing some kind of a consultant to help us with the fundraising, and we anticipate that would probably cost about $2,500 a month and $30,000 a year. You can see on this budget, on the very top where you have the summary, it's resulting to about a deficit of $1,386,000. And that is the amount that we're looking to allocate among the radio station, and that would be a somehow a 12% reduction of what we have built in the past. As you can see, last year, we billed about $1,582,000 based on the revenue from listener support. And with the $1.3 million that we are, the requirements for the national office to be on break even, that would be about 12% reduction. So that's our national office.
Okay, I'll take a stack on questions.
Barbara?
I have Barbara. Who else?
Paul.
I have our Paul. Who else? Going once. Going twice. Barbara, go ahead.
I have one short question and then another, if I can have two. I see on line 99, there's nothing for NFCB dues. Should there be?
I think we put that in there. We've never been a member. I think we talk about there's a $2,000 budgeted for that. That's for the dues or membership.
Many of our stations are members.
So maybe that's how we're all covered.
Well, some of their stations have membership.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And it's called something else in the chart of count also. Okay. Well, my other question is, I'm very interested to know how you're going to, it sounds as though you're going to change how we are charged for central services. I've heard a little bit about this. So this $1.3 million, what I've heard so far,
right,
is you're going to look at the expenses that each of the stations has had in its previous year and see what percent of the total for all that we are, and then apply that percent to the 1.3.
That's not in the budget. We haven't decided how we'd like to change central services yet.
Okay.
If you'd like to make a proposal later in the discussion, that's fair, but it's not anywhere in the document we're discussing. That's the point.
I understand. I just got really excited when I heard this idea. I thought it was an improvement. So I hope we can discuss it sometime. Or you guys can explain to us if I haven't got it right.
Well, it's just a concept that we are introducing. No one has approved that yet. Like I said, this is a rough draft just to give an idea on the expenses and hopefully the cash requirements of the national office with the projected income. There might be some income potential that that I might have missed on this particular preliminary budget. And then we can adjust this. This is just mostly concentrated on expenses.
Okay, Paul, you're next on stack.
All right. On the total expenses of, where is that? It's the $1.3 million.
Net.
Okay. The line next to it projected FY 2014. How come they're so very, very different?
There's a surplus of $348,000. However, as you can see, the $1,582,000 central services were not all paid to the state, to the national office. That's why there is it was based on an accrual.
Yes, I know. This the mixture of cash and accrual can be a little confusing at times. All right, I guess that sort of answers the question. All right.
Other people with questions? Stack's back open.
I also wanted to say that I know I just sent this out a few minutes ago, but if you could take a deeper look into this and maybe send me feedback or a question and to help me make this a more realistic budget, I would certainly welcome your feedback.
Well, this is Brian. I'll ask my questions.
Sure.
Is there a timeline for negotiations with Democracy Now! Over the next contract?
We are. We started to go talking to them. We are waiting for their proposal. We've followed up, and we are just on. We're just waiting. We had sent them another email last week, and hopefully we'll get something before then.
Are you back and audible?
Yes, you are. And are we? Are you working with any kind of range on what their contract size would be, or is it a big question mark at this point?
It's a big, big question mark. The only thing that they are considering our financial situation right now, that we cannot really afford the current agreement, the past agreements.
And based on the figures here, it looks like in 2013 the national office recorded about $1.5 million in central services. In 2014 it's on track to do about the same. How much are you thinking, ballpark, we could reduce central services by and still have a budget, balanced budget in the national office?
Yeah, if we look at the 1.386 deficit, that would be funded by central services. That would be a reduction of 12% from that 1.582 number. So I'm looking at it as if, okay, last year we billed 1,582,000. If the same revenue was generated, then there would be a reduction by 12% to come up with 1,386,000. So that's the amount we're looking for to allocate to the station.
So the effective central service rate would drop from about 19% of listener support to 17.15%?
This is just national office.
The sorry.
17 times 0.87.
So just under 15%.
Right.
Okay. Michael, go ahead.
Okay, so looking at line 126, that's where you have the operating deficit, which then you think will be taken up by the central services that we collect. Under that, you have the adjustments. It says line 129, 30, 31, uncollectible central services, 80% of BAI, 50% of PFW. That's all
gone.
Yeah. That was on the thing for previous years, but it's not on for this year. We're assuming that they will pay the central services that was established at the same rate. And then you have the Democracy Now! Adjustment.
That was not arranged. I mean, that was not erased. As you see, the GAAP net surplus deposit, which is 1.386, that's the number we're working on right now.
Okay, so ignore that, those adjustment lines.
Yes.
So because it's in parentheses, but then it's subtracted somehow from the general accounting principles. Just ignore that completely.
Ignore that, please. That was from...
All right. That was carried over from the previous one.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Tony. What's that?
I've got Tony. Anyone else? Go ahead, Tony.
Hold on a minute. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, in terms of the growth, the salary column, how many are we projecting? Are you basing this on full-time employees, and how many part-time?
They are all full-time employees.
And that, how does that compare to the previous year? Is that a reduction? And if it is, how much of a reduction?
Let me clarify that. Okay. There's actually about 10 full-time employees. That includes the our national engineer, the affiliates coordinator, and then the so it's about 10 FTE. Then you have the technical engineer and the internet engineer. I don't really know whether they're like full-time with what they do, or it looks like to me it's a part-time salary. So we have about 3 people who are on a fixed income, a payment. So last year we have about 12 people full-time and 3 part-time.
This is on the tab, payroll 2015 monthly. You have percentages.
Oh yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Let's see. Raul, there's a $40,000 jump in board expenses. What is that based on?
Board expenses. What, oh, the LSB expenses? We didn't have LSB election expenses last year. So we're projecting $37,000 this year.
As the national share of the cost?
Yeah.
So what? Which election expenses are not billed back to the stations? Is that just the national supervisor salary?
Yes. There's a national supervisor and a couple of part-timers or something. But, this is just national office expenses for the elections.
Adriana for the stack.
Okay. I've got you, Adriana. I just want to point out we just hit our time limit on this item. Does anyone want to make a motion to extend time?
So moved.
Michael, how much would you like to extend by?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Is there any objection to a 5-minute extension? Hearing none, it's approved. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, Raul, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Can we start asking the stations to prepare the budget with, I was discounting the 10%, and that would be more like 13.75% for the national budget. Do you think about that? We should have started back in our budget.
Yeah. I don't know how to do this, but what comes first, the chicken or the egg? But the percentage, if we are going with this, we need some kind of approval. And then we could advise the radio station to budget, let's say, 14.5% instead of 17%, basically.
Okay.
As an interim number. We could also do a straight allocation. If we have 1.3 million that we allocate, we kind of allocate it, we find a fair allocation percentages for each station, maybe based on the volume of business or the size of the staff, I mean, whatever is fair.
Okay, thank you.
You mean we could assess something other than listener support?
Correct. Or, yeah, because if we have the number, let's say a 1.38 number, then we divide it within the five station. It's going to be a fixed amount, regardless of whether the fluctuation goes. It's going to be a kind of a fixed amount. But the difference is we would probably need to make sure that the stations pay their fixed dues and they could budget or plan their finances on a monthly basis with a fixed amount. Because, like I said, this is based on the deficit, and there's no, the national office will not have surplus to sustain the operation. So that will have to be a fair number that the radio station will provide.
So instead of, when it's set at 17% of listener support, it goes up when a station has a good fund drive and down when the station has a bad one.
Yeah.
You don't actually know how much you'll get in the national office.
Right. And then sometimes we don't get the amount. So if we have, you know, if we wanted to reduce the central services, and that is fine, we are just trying to require what is needed at the national office to sustain the deficit. That's it. So this creates a transparency at the national office. So we have expense. If you guys succeed in your fund drive, you have so much money, then we're going to have excess money at the national office, and then whoever is in charge here at the national office might be tempted to add more expenses because they have abundance of money. So we're trying to establish transparency. This is what you can spend, and we have to do that. Now, there's a second portion of this concept is that what if we generate more money at, you know, at the national office? You know, we had a good successful fund drive at the national office. Then that central services allocation would be lower. Because, like I said, we wanted to help the station operate their own individual expenses. With their individual expenses and reduce as much as we can. So we probably would need, and this is probably the same concept that we are trying to introduce with the archive. If they are given the good support by the radio station to generate their own fund drives and generate their own income, then they would be requiring less from the station. Or if they're buying more premiums from the our archives, then they will be able to sustain their operation and there will be less requirements from the station. That's kind of the concept that we are trying to establish.
Okay, we are at time on our five-minute extension. I don't think Raul is asking for a vote on anything at this point, although I do think we could discuss this more. Does anyone want to propose extending our time further? All right. Well, before we move on, how do we move from an aspiration to a concrete reality that stations can budget around on that?
Like I said, based on this exercise that we just did, I'm looking at about 14.5% that they probably... They can budget at this point.
But you want to unhitch it from revenue and make it a 6%.
For what?
Or make it a fixed. But you want to unhitch it from revenue and make it a fixed expense for the stations?
Correct, correct. So we were going to allocate this. We know the 1.38 is the magic number that we are going to utilize. And then what we're going to do is maybe reduce their last year's budget. Let's say if they budgeted $400,000, reduce that by 12%, or yeah, 12%, and that will be their their budget for central services for national office. And there's also a proposal from the archives director that he will reduce the tentatively reduce the central services for PRA, again on the premise that the station will pay up. He is willing to try the 2% instead of 2.5%. So that's kind of a guide. So if we, if you guys do a 14.5% of revenue for now, I think that might be a good number.
But a 12% reduction from the status quo is 15%, not 14.5%.
It's actually 14.
Michael, do a sec.
It should be 14.8%.
I get 14.96, right?
Yeah, I get close to 15 also.
Because the current rate is for most stations is 17 for the national office times 0.88, 14.96.
0.86. So it's a 12.4% reduction. 12.4% of 17%. Is 2%. So it's about 15%. Is that right? So you will use 15%. I was getting 14.8%, which is pretty close to what you're getting, 14.9.
This is Barbara with a question.
All right. I'm sorry. I opened a can of worms with what I thought was a closing question. Does anyone object to extending for 10 minutes, so we're not flouting our own clock here?
Go ahead.
Hearing no objection, we're extended until 9:42 Eastern on this item. What's your question, Barbara? Oh, I'm sorry, Michael, you had asked to be on stack before Barbara. Go ahead, Michael.
And Lydia to the stack.
Michael, if you're talking, you're muted. Michael, you with us? Okay.
Can you hear me? Hello?
We can hear you now.
Okay.
Everybody who's not Michael, please mute.
Well, 12% of 17% is 2.04, so it's close to 15. But KPFK pays a smaller percentage because we have the archive, so people should take that into account.
Okay. Barbara?
So at this point, you're still talking about taking 15% of revenue. Is that correct? You haven't moved on to this idea of measuring total expenses.
Right. For now, that's kind of the exercise we're going to utilize. Like I said, we still don't have the exact allocation. How are we going to allocate the 1.386 among the five stations?
Mm-hmm.
So, but as a point of reference, that 15% is the number we're getting as in comparison to last year's numbers. So if, assuming that the radio station will be projecting about the same revenue or listener support as last year, then it is safe to assume that we could use 15% as the number.
Okay. Thank you.